Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr. I am happy and excited to have you here listening to this new installment. So today, this one goes out to all of the new fathers, and expecting fathers, expecting little ones into the family real soon. Today, I want to talk about the importance of maintaining health, or really even just growing into a more of a healthy parent or a healthy father for your family, for your kids, and of course for yourself. And so I really wanted to touch on this topic because, you know, especially in these past couple weeks, I've been really feeling this one closer to my heart. You know, of course, fitness is a journey. And so there are going to be ebbs and flows, going to be ups and downs. For me, I'm kind of going more towards an up phase, and I noticed how me getting back into taking my fitness more seriously, just seeing how that's impacted my life, has been impacting my marriage, has been impacting my kids just in the short amount of time that I've gotten back on track. I just feel like this is a very, very important topic because, you know, this is a big transition, you know. For all you guys out there listening, you know, it's a big transition for you. It's going to be different. If you work out every single day and you love the workout, the workouts are going to look different. They're going to feel different, you know. I'll be honest with you, at least for my case, you know, there were a couple weeks where, you know, I just wasn't able to get it in to the degree I would want to, or, you know, I just missed it altogether, you know. But this right here is really just to encourage you and help give you a better perspective on what to expect, as well as just give you motivation as to what you can do to maintain that level of fitness if you already, you know, are there. So we're going to dive right into it. Of course, I want to start off, you know, just talking about, you know, the obvious reasons why you should maintain exercising, and of course the overall benefits of it. So the biggest thing that you have to do becoming a new dad, understand, well, I'm sure you already know, but really accept the fact that you're just not going to get the level of rest that you did prior to your partner getting pregnant. So especially, you know, once the baby comes, it's going to be a whole nother level of, you know, lack of rest. So understanding that the level of rest that you're not going to be getting is going to affect your energy levels. This is where your nutrition comes in. So I really want you all to take something really, really serious. It isn't necessarily going to be the exercising part starting off. The main thing you want to do that I wish I would have did, honestly, was take the nutrition side even more serious. So I didn't necessarily pig out when I had my first, when we had our first kid, but I could have took it more serious. I could have planned better. I could have, I could have just been more realistic with myself. Of course, you know, at the time of having my first child, I was 26. So of course, I had more energy than I do at 29. I still have energy, but, you know, as years go on, you know, it changes. And so in my 26-year-old brain, I'm thinking, you know, okay, you know, I might lose some sleep, but I could still muscle it. I could still push through. I could still do kind of what I want to do. Maybe not work out as long, but still do something, right? Or I could still eat how I did before, which was a mixture of junk food and healthy food. As you can imagine, you know, having a new baby, of course, getting older, not a wise decision to mix those two. You're going to want to lean more to the healthier side. So making sure that you get good nutrition, making sure that you meal prep as best as you can. I would say before the baby even comes, like, have you had a good schedule as far as times you want to eat, the snacks you want to have, the meals that you want to have? I'm a firm believer in, let me step back. I wouldn't say have chicken and rice every single day, but the simpler you make your meals, the better off you will be. Because that's one less thing for you to think about. Of course, I encourage you to do this with your partner as well. You all just have simple meals that you would have throughout the week. That way, you all can not have to think about, okay, what are we eating tonight? What do we want to snack on? This, that, and the third. You already have it mapped out. You already have it planned out. And all you have to do is just, you know, prep it. And when it's time to eat, you know, put it in your air fryer, oven, microwave, however you want to do it. And that's one of the things you have to worry about. Last thing you want to do is, you know, try to figure out what you want to eat after the baby just went down to sleep after they've been crying for 15 hours. You know, you're hungry, you're tired, you're feeling a bunch of emotions right now. At least you can have that planned out. So making sure to have your food prepped out is going to be very, 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 very beneficial to you in the beginning of the newborn phase. Along with that, of course, we have to talk about the hydration side. You know, if you don't map it out the best you can, if you don't make it as simple as you can with your food, then it's going to be 10 times as harder as far as drinking water. You're just not going to be in the mind frame to think, oh, did I drink water today? Wait, how much water did I drink today? You know, just try like creating a system of having the meals ready, having the meals prepped, having the meals positioned where you want them to be, as well as scheduling times where you should drink your water. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds like, why would I need to do that? Just drink when I feel thirsty. You'll be surprised how dehydrated you can get. You go, you know, however many hours without drinking water. It's crazy. I kid you not, I started out of nowhere. I mean, once again, it could be an age thing. I don't know. But when I didn't prioritize drinking water, them Charlie horses started coming. Okay, them horses started coming and, you know, they came with a few chariots. I'm like, it's different, okay? you wanna prioritize your proper intake of veggies, proper intake of healthy fats, your proteins, your carbs, the good carbs, and of course, hydrating with water, as well as, you know, some electrolytes. Well, not some electrolytes. You're gonna need your electrolytes, and however many forms you wanna put it. We still like liquid IV. That's what we use, but we use we're not really picky with our electrolytes. For the most part, we drink a mixture between spring and what's it called? I can't even think of it, but it's a mixture of spring water and the high pH water. I can't think of what it's called, but yeah, anything with electrolytes in it, you're going to really want to take serious in the beginning stages. So after the first couple of months of, you know, being with baby. Now, of course, this is at your own pace. I want you to really take inventory of your lifestyle, how your family is set up, how your work time is set up, your personal time is set up. Like, take inventory of your life so that way you can be wise in determining how and when you want to fit exercise into your schedule. For me, at the time of my firstborn being born, I was actually working at Costco, so I was on my feet a lot. So I didn't necessarily, although I wasn't working out, I was still moving, right? And that's something I really encourage you to do. I really want you to just think more on not necessarily having a full-fledged workout, but scheduling time just to simply move your body. Just simply, like, move your body. Well, for one, you are going to be standing up a lot, as you probably might be rocking the baby or, you know, walking the baby around, bouncing the baby around. So you are gonna be moving in that aspect, but it's different when you get up and just walk, or just walking down the stairs for a few minutes, things like that. The biggest thing you wanna do is just move your body. Now, as the weeks and the months progress, then you can start going on ahead and implementing a small little routine. Doesn't necessarily have to be anything, you know, too strenuous. It could be something as simple as like doing a couple of push-ups, a couple of squats, and a couple sets of planks. The main thing is to just having your body getting used to different movement, but also kind of setting your body up for success as to as your child grows, you'll be able to work out more as they grow, right? So that's one thing that I'm glad I did when I had my firstborn, was although I wasn't working out prior to, you know, having our child, I used to work out maybe, it would range from like an hour to an hour 30. On a real good day, it would sneak into the two hours, but on average, it was an hour, hour 30. With my first son, it would drop all the way down to, I'll be happy if I got 5 minutes in. But I made sure to get those 5 minutes in, you know? So you might want to utilize HIIT workouts, something short, something sweet, you know, something you could probably do in one or two rounds. It doesn't have to be super intense. It doesn't have to be anything super crazy, but something that's a mixture of strength, cardio. If you're at a healthy enough weight, incorporate some power, like, you know, some jumping movements or quick explosive movements. But, you know, just saying that less is more during this time. So I really, 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 really want you to have that mindset. You know, every little bit counts during this phase. And once, like I said, as they grow, that your workout time will grow. With where I am now, my youngest, he is 15 months. And so now we're able to do, well, yeah, my youngest is 15 months and my oldest, he's 3 years old. And so now we're able to do a variation of family workouts. So that 5 minute workout with my firstborn has now gone to about 15, 30 minutes. Now, like I said, gauge your situation. You have a better idea of what it will look like for you and your family. But the main thing is that you get it in some way, somehow, because you'll be surprised how many, if you miss, well, for me, when I will miss, say I miss 2 or 3 days without working out, just how I'll be hard to be around. Put it like that. I'll be hard to be around. My energy level wouldn't be there. I will be not snappy, but I will be very short with everybody. I will be quick-tempered, very irritable, you know, and then I would just be kind of confused with myself. It's like, okay, what's going on? Why, you know, why am I feeling like this? Why am I reacting like this? Why am I not as calm as I normally am? And sure enough, when I would just simply, like I said, do a short workout or get some type of movement in, I would come back to being myself. Like my, like the real me would suddenly wake up and like, okay, now I can be me, right? And that's what you will experience when you take the time to prioritize your own fitness, your own health, and taking those things serious, right? So the last thing as far as, you know, not just why you should do it, but of course, you know, just it's just one of those obvious things as to when your family sees you doing something constructive and productive for yourself, they're going to do it too. It's just as simple as that. One thing that has been beautiful in my life is when my family, especially my kids, when they see me exercise, like I said, you know, I don't work out like I used to as far as time, but I have learned over time to pick up the intensity, which has changed my health for the better. And now my own kids, they're working out with me. You know, my wife, she's even took it upon herself to like write out, she would go CrossFit style and write out the workout that we'll do during in the mornings. And so now it's not just me doing quick workouts, it's the whole family doing quick workouts. And it's because I decided to take that initiative upon myself and say, okay, I may not be in the super, super, super college athletic fit shape that I was, but I can still prioritize my health prioritize, excuse me, my health. That way I can show up better for my family, and my family seeing me do that inspires them to do that. It helps put them in a better space mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So it's really a holistic approach with our fitness as fathers. And so for all my new fathers out there, you know, if you're used to working out, you love to work out, and you're used to going at it super hard as you can, it's okay to scale back. One thing I will tell you, you know, like I said, I still have like young toddlers, but I already see it, you know, I already see it changing a bit as far as, you know, getting back to that level of intensity and that level of pushing yourself that you're used to. You know, you just have to be patient, but you can still get that work in. You can still be healthy. You can still be the best version of yourself. It's just going to look different, but that should inspire you. I hope that inspires you, right? And of course, the kiddies, you know, the kiddos, they're going to love it. They're going to enjoy it. I encourage you to get you some. Oh, yes. I encourage you to go ahead and make sure that you get some toy weights for them, because as they see you exercise, they're going to want to come over and pick up your weights. They're going to want to come over and pick up your dumbbells, your kettlebells. You know, if you have a pull-up bar, they're going to want to play with the pull-up bar. Anything they see daddy do, they're going to want to do. So I would encourage you to get their version, like a kid version of it. That way they can do it alongside you. You can show them, but it, like, you know, like I said, it's bigger than us. It's going to set them up for the future when they become, you know, when they become parents, you know, mothers and fathers of themselves, husband and wives themselves. You already helped set up the foundation for them to, you know, take it serious. And so being that role model is going to be an awesome feeling. If need be, I would say, of course, ask for help. If your situation is where you're not able to schedule it out on your own or with your partner, you know, utilize help. Utilize a sibling, or, you know, one of your siblings or family member, maybe friend, whoever you can call or hit up to help you do that. That will be, you know, just as good, if not better. So yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to continue your fitness journey. If you're not used to exercising, let this be a sign, if you will, to go ahead and get started. Like I said, it doesn't take much. One of the exercises that I did, actually, and I still do when I might be having a low energy day or a long day, I call it the low impact burpees. So it's really simple. You could Google it, you could YouTube it. All it is like, I'll take one of our folding chairs around the house. I'll have the seat part facing me, and I just do a burpee. Put my hands on the seat, step back or kick my feet back, jump my feet forward, reach up. Something real simple, real light. I'll do that for about 10, 15 minutes. Great way to get the heart rate going. It's a great way to engage the whole body. Like I said, I'm doing it in a HIIT style. That's a very, very, very great way to burn fat, build muscle, build your cardio up. Of course, implementing the right nutrition, getting the right vitamins and minerals that you need in order to maximize your health benefits. But, you know, I just really want to leave. I really wanted to go ahead and encourage you all to take your fitness, keep taking your fitness serious, and to not lose heart, because it can be discouraging when you're not able to put in the work like you used to. It can be discouraging when, you know, you want to work out because you know it's good for your mental health, but you're not able to get in the same amount of time as you used to when you were younger or before you had kids. So, you know, I just wanted to give you some advice that I have, speaking from my own experiences, but also, you know, just having you all know that you're not alone. You know, you're not alone. It's going to feel like I see so-and-so still working. I see so-and-so still getting their work in. I have buddies from college that still work out. They still getting their work in, you know, doing full gym sessions. And like, man, I'm not even able to do that just yet. But hey, you know, your time is coming. You know, it will happen. Your fitness will grow. I do appreciate you all tapping in with me. I do appreciate you all tapping in with me, listening to this episode of Life and Fatherhood. Make sure to comment below on what you think about this episode installment. What advice do you have for any new fathers, or your experience as a new father in fitness, how you made the transitions, like your own story and things like that. Feel free to message me on my socials. It is Alonzo Williams Jr. I'm mainly active on Threads and Instagram, but also subscribe to my website, also titled Life and Fatherhood. Feel free to read our feel free to read our blogs and to see any more advice and tips that can help you on your fatherhood journey. Once again, we're all in this together, and I believe in you. You got this. Keep going. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.